I'm very excited and really so thrilled about this home rule thing, and I want to really, really thank you and congratulate you and ourselves.
Well, the first one I called was y'all. I told Al Friendly, I think, called him at the press gallery, but we've made a real start, and we're keeping the pledge that Madison made many years ago, that the District of Columbia could govern itself and have its own representatives, and we got to work on the bill a little bit. I got Horsky doing it because I've got a bunch of them to sign the petition. They won't vote for the bill unless we have a little protection on how they appraise government buildings. They appraise, their local communities. People like Martha Griffiths of Michigan and John Dingell of Michigan, great liberal Democrats, but they wouldn't go with us. And I had to get Wright Patman and folks like that from Texas sign it. On the ground that the council can transfer all the appraisals of property to the government buildings and make them carry the load instead of the homeowners and the business and so forth. So we got to put some provision in that'll give Congress a review of it if it's excessive or, you know.
Can we, however, get the federal payment put on a formula, Mr. President? It's sort of important.
Well, I told Dick Goodwin just to go and get a hold of Charlie Horsky. And then let them take the things that they think that we are out of line on and see if we couldn't take the initiative before they did. They've reported their bill first, giving it back to Maryland. We got to kill that one first, and then we got to get an amendment that our people can live with, Katzenbach and Horsky and them, and beat them to it so that they can't make these arguments against it, and then we'll get the majority vote. But we got a tough round, and we're over the biggest hurdle of the first time it's ever been considered.
It is so exciting because, honestly, Phil and I used to go to little meetings about how to get home rules over 20 years ago, you know, and all of us have worked here in the district. You know, I know you've seen it from the congressional side, but, it's so important for this town to get some sense of responsibility and some government of its own that I can't tell you how thrilled I am.
You're nice, sweet, and I appreciate it. Al was very, very helpful every time we talked to him.
Well, I know that you've been talking to him, and I hope we've been doing everything.
He has.
Everything
he's been 101%. 101%.
And if ever we do anything that doesn't help,
no. It was very, very.
Well, not everything we can do, because I realize all the problems aren't settled now. You know, they're just beginning. But we just got to make this beginning, don't we?
We have, and we've got it, and it's going, and I just dictated a little statement and said we've got an Emancipation Proclamation for the District of Columbia, and this Congress will be remembered as a Congress that gave the nation's capital their freedom and their liberty.
Well, Mr. President, I think it was so terrific of you with all that major legislation to pass to be willing to do this on top.
I told, in my statement I dictated, I came here 35 years ago, and I was a little boy, and I brought my bride here a few years later, and my children were born here, and they were educated here, and we spent our life here, and this is just a small payment in kind for all the district's done for us and given us, and what their citizenship's meant to us, and I'm going to see it through if I live.
Well, I'm really thrilled, and anything we can do to help you in any way, we sure want to do.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks. Bye.